Hey everybody, welcome to The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com and click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, save the planet, come up with some great ideas, cooperate. I'm also published throughout the internet. I'm also published at byebyebluesky.com, brian396.com. And I want you guys to check out when you can a site. I think it's a great site. Brian396 put a lot of work into this so that you guys can have the information at your fingertips so that you can see what you need to see in order to understand the nature and the violation that's going on. We're going to put it in the chat room right now. Basically, it's plus.google.com/u/0/collection. If you can check it out, I tell you, it'd be great for you to see the site. He goes into a lot of detail. His research took him into how this stuff activates, integrates, wraps itself up around you. Him and I have been collaborating on this probably for over 7 years, 8 years. So we have a lot of inside information regarding to what goes on, how things work. And so anyway, that's a pretty good site for those of you who can't seem to grasp the concept of how you're being poisoned with nano, how your DNA is being subjugated to this biotech or this nanotech or the synthetic biology. I'm going to read something to you. Just to give an idea of what it's like to have a day in an activist site when you get people emailing you. Now, I'm not going to read the name. I'm just going to give you something here so that I am going to present this so that you don't get deceived. Okay. Regarding sharing nano three kill three foods combo, I think the lie Ormus must cause it to remove face spots. Okay, anyway, I saw a video on YouTube of a guy claiming he could be killed for telling people this, but he figured it was such a small time on YouTube that he would be okay. He said these three foods combined kill nano biofilm in the body: brown rice, seaweed, and sea salt. I liked your video on the essential oil liquor shot, so I want to tell you if anyone might be able to test out these three to see if it works, it would be you. Now, this has been already dealt with. It's an old video, came out some time ago. This thing's horse hockey. Doesn't work. Brown rice has got nano in it. Okay? Brown rice has nano in it. And the only good thing that might be of any value, maybe, is the salt. Sea salt. And depending on where they're getting it from. Seaweed may be contaminated. So when they're telling you stuff like this, you know, this is where wisdom really comes into play here. People eat these things all the time and they're constantly being exposed to nano poisoning. So this doesn't work, will never work. So when you're looking at the outcome of some of these things, some of the stuff is just pure horse hockey, and some of these things are designed to see how many of you will actually go to this site from hearsay or whatever and share the information. Sometimes you got to remember, information collecting comes in several different variances and stages in order to show whoever taking the data or taking the statistic to see how many people are actually falling for things like this. Because then something else would come along in a more sensationalized concept. And people flock. Just like this carbon C60 nonsense. A lot of baloney there. Now, speaking of carbon C60, I'm going to point out something to you guys. When you get a chance, go look up toxicity of carbon C60. Embryonic toxicity of carbon C60. It's an old study, and it was done with zebrafish. And when they applied carbon C60 to the zebrafish, there were some serious mutations that occurred. And the point I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to get you to start to think. We're not living in ethical times. We're not living in times of moral integrity. We're living in a time of times of BS and bunk. if I can BS you and bunk you or to sell you, that's what it is today. You know, I don't do shows anymore that are going to be promoting or propagating junk. I don't want to do that. There's some shows out there that have asked me to come on there and talk on their network, and I refuse to go because I don't want to promote what they're selling. And I've had a lot of different offers from a lot of different networks, and I just said no. You know, I would rather go talk to a network, an up-and-coming network that may be up-and-coming, that has a little bit more moral fiber to them, and help them get off the ground, and supports a system, systems of networks that do not, will not, really help people, but sell you a lot of crap, and then tell you how great and wonderful these products are, and they're really not. Yeah, so, again, when you're looking at some of these things that are out there today, really look at them. You know, start looking at them. Your research should be in terms of toxicity of whatever you're looking at. Embryonic toxicity, genetic toxicity, species toxicity, environmental toxicity. You need to look at these things, and you need to look and see what's going on, how they're toxic, how they become toxic, and what they're selling you. Trouble is, with a lot of this information, it's very hard to find because a lot of it has already been buried. The embryonic toxicology of zebrafish, that was out probably about 5-6 years ago. That's when I seen it anyway. And because we were looking at the carbon. Because we started seeing a transition from silica to carbon with the nanotechnology that they were using. And how they were using it because of its durability, because of its strength, because of its conductivity, because of its heat transference, light transference, electromagnetic field transference, the fact that you could twist it like a straw. You couldn't break it. It was damn near indestructible. So it was a better choice of using a carbon material. Now they want you to eat the crap. It's unbelievable. Anyway, to further elaborate this whole thing on carbon C60, whatever, start looking up the impact carbon C60 has on lipids and salts, and see what happens when these things mix. I found a research I have, I'm still working on, how when you add certain types of salt, like calcium chloride or I believe the other one was magnesium chloride or sodium chloride, these things had a tendency to grow within the fat, like little tubes. And I thought, isn't that interesting that we're now growing little tubes inside the fat if we add a little salt? So why would they grow into tubes unless we're trying to build a network? A packet, if you will. You know how packets work in the internet? You send a packet of information through the line, so you get so many packets going through at one time, so at the end, by the time it gets to the other end, it seems like it's a steady flow, steady stream. So I was looking at this as well. So my point is here, don't just fall for the next Johnny-come-lately product that's out there, because you're going to get burned. Majority of the stuff they're selling today is such garbage. And again, it's not the fact that they're selling this stuff, it's also the fact that you're taking this stuff, and as you're taking this stuff, it's causing problems for your DNA. Whenever you're looking at supplements today, whenever you're looking at vitamins, proteins, lipids, phospholipids, you know, you want to look at what they do. How do they work? What do I need to take with them to activate them? What do I need to take with them to potentiate them? So that, what do I need to take so it doesn't neutralize them? You know, these are the things, and this is the method and means you should be looking at in regard to studying about nano or anything that you're taking in regard to your health. When we're dealing with health today, the biggest thing we have in health is the environment. The environment plays major mayhem on you. The environment could be something from inside of your body to the external. Giving you a vaccine, for instance, alters your internal environment. Giving you certain foods with certain chemicals in them can alter your environment, like nanosilver, nanocopper, nanoiodine, nanomagnesium, nanocalcium, nanofluoride, nano anything in metallic form. Now, the other interesting thing, too, I saw about carbon C60 last night when they talked about the embryonic toxicity. Look at another site, and they actually equate carbon C60 as a metal. I found that interesting, that it was actually equated to as a metal when it was twisted. Because at that point, when you twist it, it acts like a semiconductor. So I thought, well, isn't that interesting that they actually classified it as a metal, and you are told not to take heavy metals in the body. Well, this is a heavy metal. See, the reason what makes it such a heavy metal isn't because it weighs 500 pounds and you can't lift the thing. It's because so much of it is getting in the cell at one time, it causes a huge major overriding of the cell, causing extreme damage to the cell, causing high levels of oxidative damage to the cells and to the surrounding tissues. That's what makes it a heavy metal. And then at the same token, because of the level of damage that's being done, then the system then starts to create mutations in the body, which can lead to all kinds of unwanted health issues. So this is why it's important, this is why it's imperative that you research correctly. You just don't read or follow whatever somebody tells you. You know, don't get caught up on the theatrics. Theatrics. The health food industry is full of theatrics. We're always trying to market something with some kind of theatrics. We're going to tell you it's going to do this and they're going to do that. You're going to leave the tall buildings and the bolts are going to bounce off of you. Yes, this is the one for you. Don't miss an opportunity to get on, be the first one to try this bottle of good old whatever it is. Because good old whatever it is will take care of whatever it is you've got going the wrong way. If you're impotent, it'll fix you. If you're having constipation, it'll fix you. If you're having digestive disorders, it'll fix you. If you've got mental issues going on, you can't remember who you are, where you are, what you're doing, it'll fix you. This is the story and the theme of the theatrics. Tony, I've become a human food tester. If I eat anything that is loaded, the nano in me starts talking. Which end does it talk? Or probably both. Oh, that's hilarious. Well, there is some truth to what she's saying. When you are eating foods that you normally eat and don't, how many of you have gone to a restaurant? You know, you went out with your friends and you decided, ah, the heck with it, I'm going to have whatever. And you started munching on some rice or some pasta or some bread or whatever. And while you were putting it in your mouth, your body was telling you inside, you're going to pay for this. You are going to so pay for this. You have no idea what payment I'm going to exact from your backside. You have no clue. That's the food talking. Or the belly talking, your inside talking, because you've just loaded the foods with nano. Now, the next day you wake up, side of your throat is sore. Your stomach doesn't feel like it's emptied out. You got constipation issues going on, or diarrhea, depending on which way it hits you. You got mental fog happening. You can't barely stay awake. Can't barely communicate. You're getting more and more irritable and more getting more and more intolerant. It becomes due to the fact that you're consuming chemicals that can have that kind of effect on your brain chemistry. So this is why it's important. Like I said, some young guy wrote me today that he eats the best organic rice and eats Ezekiel bread, And I wrote him back, and I said, it's all garbage. You know, get over it. None of it is what you think it is. See, Christians, Muslims, and people of Israel have to wake up. Seriously. You know, because you see a biblical verse on a food product does not mean it's godly. It doesn't mean it even comes from God. It doesn't even mean that God had anything to do with it. Somebody put a biblical reference on the wrapper so that they could lead you to buy this thing, because they know full well that if they put a biblical reference on anything you want to sell, anything you want to sell to Christians, just put the Bible on. That's all you got to do. Put some biblical verse and people will buy it. They won't even read the label. They won't even read the ingredient. They'll think that God is okay with this. You know, that God is okay with this. So, again, think in those terms. Think in those terms. Don't be deceived. Same thing with the people of Israel. You see a kosher symbol on a food, it doesn't mean it's safe. It doesn't even mean it's healthy. In fact, that's the opposite most of the time. Somebody paid a rabbi $10,000 to come there and do the tic-tac-toe, bow down three times, yell a Hebrew word, and it's over with. It's blessed. Ding, ding, ding. And away you go. Same thing with those of the Islamic faith or the people from the Middle East. Don't get duped just because it's halal. Same thing happens there. They call in a cleric. You know, they pay the cleric big bucks. He does a tic-tac-toe, bows down three times, says something in Arabic, and it's done. It's all finished. Doesn't mean it's healthy. It just means that the theatrics were paid for. That's what I call theatrics. The way I look at it is this. God made everything on the planet. I don't need a rabbi to bless my food. I don't need a cleric to bless my food. I don't even need a minister or a priest to bless my food. All I'm supposed to do is give thanks to God and then proceed to eat it. God's already given his blessings on it. The problem with today's food is that whatever God made edible for us to consume, the government has taken it away. The military-industrial complex has taken that away, or trying to take it away. So this is why there's always people out there looking for answers to come up with better solutions. You know, so when we're looking at some of the stuff today, what's going on, don't get caught up with the theatrics. There's a lot of it out there, and it's very hard for somebody who's just getting started to see through the theatrics, especially when you start listening to some people and think, wow, they're so cool. They're so witted. They got so much on the go. They are so correct. You know, it feels right what they're saying. It shouldn't just feel right. You should be able to validate what they're saying. Okay? You should be able to see what they're saying, and not on a marketing site. The marketing sites will tell you whatever you want to hear. It'll tell you that you are buying the best product that ever walked on the planet. It comes from the highest mountains of whatever, and it's been shaded by the sun. It's got the adaptogens of ginseng and rhodiola combined. It will now put a red S on your chest, leap tall buildings. You'll live to be 500 years old just by eating this high-ranking food that we found very top of the mountainside in the Himalayas. That's the theatrics. When you see priest, rabbi, or cleric blessing a food, that too is a theatric. Okay, when we're looking at stuff, this is the thing. We no longer need to follow the superstitious and to follow the con here. See, some people get their foods blessed by a rabbi so they can sell kosher food, so they can get the market. The people of Israel coming in is the market they want to get. So when we're looking at all the things that are happening today in regard to food, supplements, vitamins, health products, health devices, the onus is really going to be on you in order to see what's going on. Study, read, understand the machinery you're buying. Study, read, understand the supplements you're buying. Study, read, understand what you need to get. Because, like I said, we are no longer dealing in the realm of ethical principles. We're dealing with theatrical principles. That's what it's called today. When you go into, when you see some of the stuff being advertised on the internet or the radio, start thinking theatrical principles. We're going to do a show. We're going to show you how this product is going to save you money. It's going to make you feel 20 years younger. It's going to take away all your aches and pains. And even those aches and pains, from the aches and pains, will be gone. You'll see better, smell better, taste better, touch better, feel better all the way around. We are dealing with theatrics. Okay, when we're talking today, our environment is changing from day to day. One day we have a sunny day, the next day we don't. Next day we have rain, overcast, aliens hanging over cities, lightning storms flashing, you know, all kinds of stuff. And so from day to day, your environment can become very hostile, especially in the, with the air you're breathing and with the food you're consuming. Keep that in mind, that today you walk outside and it's raining, and you walk inside, the next day you got a sore throat or a sore chest or a sore something, you know something was released in the rain. You know something was released in the snow. Let's say you got a dust storm blowing through your town or your community, and all of a sudden this dust whips up and starts blowing everywhere. Now you know that something has been released just from the dust. You wake up the next day, you're congested, you got mucus all over the place, you can't breathe, you can barely move, you can barely breathe. You know. So when we're looking at the environment as our guide, you can't go wrong. You cannot go wrong. You know, you got to think in terms of our environment and what to do based on that environment. You know. It is what it is. You can no longer just think that even a walk in the rain is going to be a good thing. Can't even think that anymore. In regard to what we do today and how we do things today, you know, you have to consider that your health can be compromised from one day to the next, just from the environment you're in. Just from the environment you're in. So keep that in mind in regard to, you know, what happens to you from day to day. The concept of taking one thing a day today is also another bygone thing. Somebody contacted me today, they had a health issue, and I said, you need to do it 5 times a day. And she said, okay, because she was talking about doing it once or twice. I said, once or twice isn't going to do anything. So in regard to some of the stuff that we're dealing with today, again, remember, if you see your environment start to change, immediately start upping your vitamin C, immediately starting upping your vitamin A, unless you're a smoker, immediately start upping your zinc, immediately start upping your copper, immediately start upping your iodine. From one day to the next, keep that in mind. Keep it in mind. You never know. You know, you just don't know. We are dealing in that kind of realm today. We're no longer dealing, like I said, you know, today it's sunny, tomorrow, oh my gosh, we got rain coming, we got snow coming, we got winds coming. Somebody just sent me a message. Hold on a second. So, when we're thinking in terms today, what to do, how to do things. Okay, let me give you a couple formulas. You go outside, next day you got this runny nose, cold, sore throat. In regard to from the day before, you went outside, it rained, you had a cool wind, temperatures dropped, whatever. So what you're going to do, we did this before, we talked about using onion juice and essential oil of thyme. You know, you know, by combining the two, by juicing the onion and then adding equal part water afterwards, and one drop per ounce of whatever you get, shake it up and utilize it, will help break up a lot of phlegm issues. Another thing you can do is taking garlic. Oh, let's come back after this break and we'll talk about garlic. What do you say? See you in a bit. Hey everybody, welcome. Welcome back to The Remedy. I'm your host, Tony Pantelorusco. And you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. Okay, before the break, we're talking about garlic. Garlic and butter. This is another means to help offset some of the attack you're going through when the weather changes. Alright, so when the weather changes, you need to start thinking, if you got something coming on or feeling like something's coming on, immediately, whatever you're going to do, do every couple hours. Now, the aspect here in regard to the garlic, you take about 7 or 8 cloves of garlic, about 250 mils or approximately 8 ounces of butter. And strip off 3 or 4 sprigs of rosemary and blend it. And when you blend it into a nice smooth texture, when you go take that butter will be a little bit on the hot side. Might feel it the next day and when you go to the washroom. It may let you know that something's hot going on. But you may find, because of the way it's coated in the fat, it will help again in the reduction and build up of biofilm and break up whatever's going on in the respiratory, and will help pull the metals out of the body as well. This is another thing you may want to do. Another thing you may want to try as well, those of you who've got the triangles or a pulsing unit, a PMF pulsing unit, pulse yourself immediately. Do that a couple times, maybe every hour do it, because what's going on is not a pathology as we know of. It's a programmed pathology. And as long as that program has the capacity to engage or initiate its paradigm, it's going to turn on and take over. So one of the things you can do is wipe out the program before it has a chance to initiate its agenda. Whether it's to integrate into your DNA, into your double helix, whether it's to, again, turn off a DNA sequence in order to stimulate a immune response, you know, turn it off. And that's one of the ways you can do it, is by pulsing. Now, another thing you can do, I was talking to some friends today about something I kind of discovered. When you're consuming your food, if you got a pulsing device, pulse yourself right after you get done eating. The means to the madness is this. You can pulse your food for about 5 minutes before you eat. Pulse your belly for about 5 minutes after you get done eating. The idea now is, if there is any nano programming in the food supply, smart sensors, smart dust, whatever there may be, you're going to deactivate that program. Okay, make sure you give yourself some pulse time after you eat. I can't get the nano out of everything we're eating, but the next best thing for now, anyway, for now, it's not the end all be all, but for now, is if we can turn off or deactivate it from the food supply, it will stop it from at least assembling. You still are going to have to detox, because the concentration of the nanoparticulates inside these foods do acquire and accumulate, and they do translocate. So even if they're deactivated, you still have a concentration of these particulates inside the body that have to come out. Now, if they don't engage and they go through the process, whatever is stuck to the food that didn't digest is going to come out. What has been broken down has not and will not until you take it out. Tony, is fresh rosemary better than oil of rosemary? I wouldn't say better, different, just another aspect of it. Rosemary on its own has over 13 different antioxidants. The oil will work too. I prefer the sprigs, but hey, there's more than one way of doing this. So yeah, give it a go. Give it a go. Okay, cool. Hold on a second. So, when we're looking at what to do, another thing we can do to increase the vitamin A and vitamin D content, when you make that garlic mixture with garlic and rosemary, take an infrared light, or an ultraviolet light, and hit the butter with the beam. And when you hit the butter with the beam, it's going to activate the A and D in the butter. So you got all this activation going on in just your food. We're manipulating the food so that we're turning the food into to utilize it as an effective medicinal. So when we're looking at what we can do and how we can do, these are some of the things that we can offset the attack that's being done on us. You gotta think smart. You gotta think in terms today of Star Trek. When you're looking at how we need to disengage the enemy from us. Because if we don't learn how to disengage the enemy from us, what winds up happening, the enemy takes over. So, okay, Gia, it's good that you lay on the grounding mat, but you need to pulse it, okay? Pulsing is a whole different thing than grounding. Grounding is a discharge. The aspect here, what we're doing is we have to disengage that program. See, when you're eating anything we're eating today, has nano in it. Doesn't care what it is, whether it's organic or not organic, orgasmic, organic, non-orgasmic, organic, it's all got nano in it. Doesn't matter what it is you're eating. And these nanoparticles have a programmed sequence to them. They can be activated with frequencies. Any frequencies can make them do whatever they want to do based on the program that the frequency is putting in. So you got smart dust, you got smart sensors, you got all kinds of maybe bots and other quantum dots that you've consumed. These are still operational. These are still running on a paradigm. They're still in your system. You've felt in your hands and your feet, somebody felt like got an itchy hand, or your feet have got something crawling in your feet. That's what that is. So when we're looking at pulsing, all you need is to make a triangle or even a coil. A simple coil and attach itself to a capacitor and a flash unit and a power supply, and you got a pulsing unit. And if you got two of them, put one on the base of your back and one in the belly or the pelvic area. Now don't be surprised when you go to the washroom and you take a pee or you start to release your piss, that particles will start coming out. I've been doing that for the last couple of days, and I've been seeing all kinds of things come out, you know. It was an alien UFO that came out, said, I'm leaving. You know, this is important that you understand the nature, how we do what we do. You know, multitask, I'm not sure what you mean by multitasking. Basically, if I eat a meal, after I get done eating, I go and pulse myself. You know, that's simple. Or before I eat the meal, put the plate on my triangle or on my biflower coil, and I pulse it for a good 5 minutes. Yeah, the triangular coil. We show you how to make it. If you go on YouTube, we've got a triangular coil, how to make an anti-nano triangle coil. Go make it. It's not hard. Not hard. Oh yeah, I've got to tell everybody. I forgot. Give me a second. I got to find it now. Dave released a new vid last night. We cut a new video, so I'm not sure if not sure if you guys been are aware of it. So as soon as I find it, as soon as I figure out where the heck I am here, where am I? Home history. Give me a second. Trying to figure out where I am here to get you guys to it. They made this thing so complicated. It used to be such an easy thing to maneuver and manipulate. And they changed everything. I can't find nothing. Where am I at here? As soon as I find the video, the link, I'll send it to you guys. Just so that you have it. So we can have so we can have a place. We just did a new video for those, especially for those who are targeted individuals, to help them with their targeting. In regard to some of the stuff that they're being hit with, some of the frequencies they're being hit with. Here we go. More protection against nano and radio frequencies. That's the one. I'll give you the link. Dave woke me up on this one, so I was a little groggy. I didn't get my coffee in. What happened was our power went out while we were doing the video. It's like, okay. There you go. So, oh, if you want to put aloe with the butter, go for it. Yeah, why not? You need the components that are going to be the most effective in protecting the respiratory. Onion and garlic are probably the pound for pound the best two things you can go. If I was everybody, I would have a specific patch indoor or somewhere where you can grow garlic and onion. Red onion, white onion, yellow onion. Different types of garlic, have them going shallots. These things should be at the top of the list for immune system. You might want to grow things of the peppermint family, savory, rosemary, thyme, sage, peppermint, oregano, marjoram. These are all of the peppermint family. These things you may want to grow. If you can grow them enclosed, indoors, in a greenhouse, by all means do so. When we're looking at what we're dealing with today, we're dealing with things that are creating mutagenic effects on us, causing mutations to happen, you know, and so we have to take things that are anti-mutating. Rosemary is one of them. Copper is another one. Zinc is another one. Boron is another one, or borax. Manganese is another one, you know. Sulfur-based amino acids, sulfur-based foods are another one. So you have things that you want to take to stop the mutation process from occurring. Okay, did I put the link in the chat room? I guess I didn't. Okay, here we go. This is going to go in the chat room. For those of you who are in the chat room, you can go there and pick up the link. But basically, all you need to do is go on the YouTube channel and... I already got in there. And all you got to do is type in, when you get to the Herbs Plus Beadworks, more protection against nano and RF. We kind of broke a record here. I mean, wow. 24 hours, we broke 6,800 hits. That's really good. That's telling me that people are actually watching, paying attention, and making these things. It's important that you guys start learning, gaining what we're trying to get across to everybody. That we are now we're not in the same world we were once in 50, 60 years ago. We are in a totally different paradigm. And the things we need to do today to assist our bodies in regard to protecting the DNA and the genetic code, and to protect our health and to keep ourselves strong and healthy, to keep our wits about us, to keep our brains functioning, you know, to keep everything the way it's supposed to be in order for us to think through things, figure things out, build, construct, network, and be as we should. So keep that in mind. You know, these things can help and go a long way. The detoxing with the bathing and the foot bath are essential and are required. If you're at the initial stages of the nano poisoning and you haven't really got it or just getting into it, the detoxification that you've got to go through is a daily detox. Some people are doing it 2 and 3 times a day. Some are doing it once a day. I would suggest once a day. If you need to do it twice or three times, by all means, go for it. But you need to, if you're just initially starting to see the outbreaks, initially starting to see the problems occurring in your lives with the nano poisoning, then you are going to have to do this at least, you know, every day, once a day during the week, taking these baths. That's going to go a long way as far as removing the excess load that's going on in the system. You're going to have to change your diet. No ifs, ands, or buts. All bread. Irrespective whether they got a halal sticker on them, they got a kosher sticker on them, they got a biblical sticker on them, they got some kind of divine saying on them, some Buddhist saying, whatever. No matter what you see on these packaged poisons, they're not to be consumed. Especially if you've had an outbreak. You cannot, at this stage, you are saturated, you know. Hold on. So when we're looking at things that we have to do, start paying attention. The outbreaks that people are having, especially in the initial stages, you're going to go through a major releasing and build up and go. And so again, it's going to be imperative that you just keep maintaining your food as clean as you can. Fat is going to be huge. You're going to need fat. Fat will protect you from a lot of these health issues that may be occurring as a result of the weather changing and fluctuations as well. Make sure that fat is in your diet. And I'm talking saturated fat. I'm talking omega-6 fat. No threes. Don't. Hold on a second. The concepts, okay, when you're going through the things you're going to go through, you are going to go through transitions, because basically you're unwinding what you've been winding up all your life. So don't be surprised if there are going to be some changes. That's par for the course. You've been poisoning yourself for so long. Now you're going to be releasing those poisons, you know. And this is imperative that you understand that this is what's going on. So don't be alarmed and don't be surprised. Don't be shocked. This is what it is until you get to a point where you get back on top of what's going on. We are in war. I've been saying this for a long time. We are at war and we're going to need to be smart about what we consume, you know. In regard to not just food, but even the things you drink, the clothing you're buying. Today, somebody brought into the shop a silver dollar, 2018 Canadian silver dollar, Canadian maple leaf. So we put a magnet on them, and lo and behold, the magnet was repelling. There was something inside the silver. They put a chip or something inside of it. Anyway, it was repelling. And then after we put the magnets on the silver, the two pieces, when you put the two pieces together, they started repelling. So your money is being tagged, either through nanotechnology or some kind of nano integration with something. You know, so again, this is why there's an imperative, so when we're dealing with today has to be thought over in what you're doing and what you're consuming. You must reevaluate everything you've heard in the health food industry. Majority of it today will not work, and a lot of it today is just bogus. It will not do anything other than take your money. All right. I'm always talking about the MicroEffect Broadcasting Network. Again, a network that is an activist network that needs your support. Support them any way you can. Keep them on the show. Keep them afloat. Keep them going. You got me at augmentedforce.com, buybybluesky.com, and brian396.com. Again, we've got all three of us are in collaboration with working on getting awareness and information out to people in regard to not only nano, chemtrails, biologics, epigenetics, genetics, frequencies. I mean, it's a non-stop, non-go deal. So when you get a chance, check out the different sites, buybybluesky.com. Look at her sites. Look at the Nanomore Health link. Look at the Nanomore Gallons link. That will be an eye-opener for some of you so that you can see what's actually coming out of people and what's actually in the food. Brian396 also has a website there called plusgoogle.com/u/0collections/ULVQTE. Check this out. This is well done. Very well done. You couldn't have gotten the information any better than this. When you see this information, you're going to begin to understand how this is working. He's giving you the techno part of this and the details on this so that even if you are not, you know, one of these high-tech professors, you'll be able to get this. This is, and he's done such a great job on this. So again, go check it out. Check out Bye Bye Blue Sky. She's got great information there too. What people have been pulling out of their bodies on the nano, on the, you know, epigenetics, the genetics, on the frequencies. We are in such a quagmire because we've allowed ourselves to be hijacked and sabotaged by people we put our trust in. So check these sites out. Check my site out. If you need any product, if you need any consultation, feel free to call me at 519-977-5351 or independz@yahoo.com. independz@yahoo.com. All right. It's about measures and countermeasures. I said this term before. It's also about, you know, powers and principalities, you know, how we're dealing with powers and principalities, the principles and procedures, basically. Another way of putting it, principles and procedures. We're not following the truth. We're following principles that have some truth in them or truisms. And we're following procedures, legalities, and laws that have nothing to do with us. In fact, they keep us in a state of entrapment. So pay attention. Do your homework. Don't just follow the goofballs. Don't just follow the gurus. You know, don't follow them, you know. Whatever you do, do not fall into the game. Because that game that they got going doesn't work and it's coming unglued. And what we're seeing right now in the whole mainstream game is theatrics. So don't get caught up in the theater. All right. Thanks for tuning in. We will see you next week. Till then, get together, cooperate, get it done. Talk to you in a bit. Take care.